Every single time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time is Lance? No, he's on at...
What did I say?
You said Lance McCullers in the studio in 20 minutes.
I meant
he's
2 hours.
He's in at 8:20.
Sorry. Yeah. I had the number 2 in my mind. 2 hours. Lance is in 2 hours. He was at the Rockets game last night. So this is a little bit early, I think.
Was the whole Astros squad at the Rockets game last night?
Verlander was there.
Yeah.
Kate Upton was there. I'm not sure, though.
Verlander was out, and Andre was sitting like up into the... Her left.
That's right.
Yeah.
To her left. Yes. Yeah. Every time our boss schedules an interview, invariably the interview cancels or delays or something.
Is it just chance or is it something he could be doing?
I don't know.
Is he like calling them up last night and annoying them somehow? Being like, hey, remember, you're on in the morning. Because I don't think why does this happen? That Ray Allen, this is what we need to do. My only thought is that I'm imagining Ray Allen's a pretty professional dude on his book tour.
Yeah, and he's
like
being
he's showing up on time and everything. He's a workaholic.
Yes.
So I imagine that's not the issue that Ray Allen wasn't there or something. I'm guessing that some national show all of a sudden had a spot for Ray Allen. And they slid him in there. I'm looking on Twitter right now to figure out what Ray Allen's doing right this moment. Supposed to be on with us, but they canceled 3 minutes beforehand.
Yes.
So if you guys know, if you've seen anywhere like, hey, we got Ray Allen coming up next or something, let us know. And then we'll just patch through to that broadcast and pretend we're interviewing him. I searched Twitter real quick, and I'm seeing this video of Ray Allen reacting to one of those living statues.
Oh, yeah,
He's
I saw
at a
that
golf
last
tournament.
Night.
You
yes.
saw that, and
it's
he puts his hand on the living. I don't think, I'm going to tell you this right now. Ray Allen is a better man than me in many respects. Just an incredible athlete, a workaholic. I've never once been duped by one of those stupid living statues. I'll tell you that much.
I could see myself being duped.
If I did, one of those living statues is going to get stabbed one of these days.
Seriously, they
better watch out. It's like all those Halloween stories you hear about how every now and then like somebody will dress up like a scarecrow,
yep.
and then some kid just is messing around and stabs the thing. I don't know if a single one of those stories is true, but in my heart, they're real. I will. If you're a living statue and you try to pull that crap on me, you embarrass me in front of my friends and family.
You might stab him.
I'll cut your throat. Cut your damn throat.
I'm tempted. I'm trying to give the boss the benefit of the doubt. I do think he's gotten a little bit unlucky.
Yeah, it's unlucky.
I do think there is an element of bad luck to it, but it is a little bit concerning the frequency with which this has happened to our radio program. And the problem is basically you have a rundown where you have like an idea of what you're going to do. And usually when you're in an interview, you're like, you know, we'll do this before, we'll do after. And then it basically changes the whole freaking dynamic. It changes the whole thing.
Yeah.
And especially on a day like this, when you have a million things going on. We've got the draft tonight. We've got the Rockets moving on. We've got the Astros winning a big game. We've got to set up what the Texans are going to do tomorrow night since they will not be picking. So there are a lot of things going on here.
What the hell is Oklahoma City doing winning that game last night?
I feel good about that from a Rockets standpoint because now these teams continue to slug it out. And
put up your dukes.
And if Utah wins on Friday, they've only got one day of rest and very little preparation. That game on Sunday, I think, would be, I could be wrong. I think is an earlier game on Sunday. I think that might be an afternoon game. That's one of those where like you almost can take game one just by virtue of the lack of rest that the other team has coming off a very emotional physical series. So I'm still rooting for Utah to win because I don't think their offense will be enough to ultimately beat the Rockets in seven. Although the numbers would suggest that the Utah Jazz are a better team than Oklahoma City.
Oh,
that's where I'm at.
Look at this. Here we go. Okay. NBC Sports Washington. This is, I don't know if this is a TV show. They have Ray Allen on at 8 a.m., I guess, so that would have been 8 a.m. Eastern time, just 7 a.m. our time, so that's not it.
Yeah, that's not it.
Is that a television show, though?
So we're right after, we would be right after
we would
him.
Be right after that.
Right.
Now somebody else is asking, 2 hours earlier, somebody's asking, where's Ray Allen? I wonder if maybe he had to cancel on some other show, too. I'm doing this search
that's
of
it.
Ray.
I'm taking the Celtics. I'm taking Garnett, Pierce, and Rondo's side. I'm taking their
that's
side
it.
On
that's
this
it.
Beat.
That's
yeah, that's it.
It. Said, there's a reason that those guys are out on Ray Allen. That was going to be one of my questions for Ray Allen.
I'm out on
it. So what should we do? They wanted to reschedule it for 7:20.
7:10.
7:10,
which doesn't really
that doesn't
fit
work with our clock either.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit well with what we're doing here.
Ask listeners, text in 713-572-4610. And on this day where we have the Rockets advancing in the playoffs, where we have the Astros looking a whole lot more like the Astros we expected to see.
Yes.
Where we have day one of the NFL draft and Lance McCullers coming in. Do we need to rejigger our schedule for one Ray Allen?
Should we do that? 713-572-4610. My first question to Ray was going to be, because I think one of the big things with the Rockets is, well, how good do you think they played in the series overall? Do you give them a B? Do you give them a B minus? Ray Allen played on a team, the 2008 Celtics, that went to seven games in the first round against Atlanta. That team, the Celtics, went on to win the NBA championship. So I'd be curious to hear from Ray, basically, how important is it for a team that has championship aspirations to play really well in the first round? Because that's an example of a team that did not play well in the first round. Or it was one of those series where, like, they crushed their home games, but they lost a bunch of close games.
The thing with the Rockets... And one of the questions that pops up that you kind of think, all right, does it really matter? Do we really know? And there's always that question of when did they ever have their backs against the wall this year? And, you know, how battle tested are they? Could they possibly be a victim of being too damn good in the regular season? I think that's actually a fair question. And I think facing some adversity in the first round is good. I think facing some adversity in the second round would be good just because it forces you to work on the things that you need to work on. The biggest issues, what would you say the biggest issues from this series, despite the fact that they pretty handily won this series and have a gentleman's sweep, but still didn't really look like themselves? I would say very early on, obviously, the turnovers and just the sloppy play. Chris Paul takes care of that. And I think last night where you see... out of both him and, you know, both Harden and Chris Paul, bunch of assists with very few turnovers. That's clean basketball. Even though in the first half it didn't look the way you wanted to look, that's clean basketball. The play of the role players and their ability to hit threes, I think maybe one of the most excited moments I had in this entire series was seeing Ryan Anderson hit a three from 4 feet behind the three-point line.
Yeah, that basically was a dagger.
If we can get a little bit more of that, and... more out of Tucker in terms of offensive production, Ariza, all those guys hitting their threes.
Those guys were tremendous last
night. Yeah, and that's where last night felt like the well-rounded effort that you need. And let's go back to the Miami Heat days, because it wasn't just Ray Allen, it was Battier, it was however many different...
Mike Miller.
Like, and it was on various nights in the playoffs where, oh, look, it's Miller's night tonight. Oh, it's Ray Allen's night tonight. You've got these guys that are capable of shooting threes, and it's just a matter of finding out which ones they're going to be and who's going to have the hot hand. It was very much a committee effort. It wasn't just the big three. It was the big three plus whichever guy was going to step up that night.
I think my concern, Seth, with the series would be this. Not as much a specific player or players or a part of the team. It's more that in a five-game series in which you basically control things, the series really came down to arguably three quarters. The second quarter of game four, the third quarter of game four, and then the third quarter of game five last night. Like, those were really the quarters where you got separation. You basically won game two with the second quarter. You obviously won game four with an unbelievable third quarter. And even last night, closeout game at home, and it was very spotty early on. They fell behind by 10 points at 57-47. It felt like, I don't know if the energy wasn't, I'm not sure if I would say the energy wasn't there, but it wasn't the kind of overwhelming, commanding effort you would have wanted or expected. And then they turned on the Jets in the third quarter where Harden got it going and Paul eventually got it going.
Yeah.
So in a series in which you won in five, it was really about three or four quarters. And the rest of the time, they were basically playing equal basketball. So if you could define, so whatever you would define that is, that would be a worry for
me. And now the one big thing, and I guess the question you still would have had, one of the questions you still would have had concerning this year versus last year in the playoffs is, all right, this series just nailed it down for me about Clint Capella. You know, you saw, look, we've seen him compete against...
He played like a man.
Exactly. And that's what we saw him out of this regular season compared to last regular season, was just the fact that he was not outgunned by bigger men. He's not gonna shy away from challenges or pressure or anything like that. He's fully grown into his man body and his man game, and that's what he was last night. He ends up 16 of 18, a great night. Leads the league in rebounds during the playoffs. He is just absolutely huge, and I think probably the biggest thing is, and one of the biggest questions about him is he going to be able to withstand playing a bunch of minutes? He can play a bunch of minutes. I also, it's 6:30 a.m. now that the series is over, I release my curse from Karl Anthony Towns. I'm going to go Lil B here and just say, like, you know what? Bygones be bygones. I'll wait and reevaluate my feelings about Karl Anthony Towns next year.
Diplomatic
he himself is a young man. Maybe some of the whininess, some of the little pettiness will wear off, and he'll come up and show up and actually play when it matters next year, more than just one home opener. So I'll let it go right now. You are free, Karl Anthony Towns.